It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Danielle Garford from DS Sports Therapy. A real interesting post I've recently seen online the other day, as you're looking for ladies that run, aren't you?
I am, yes. Yes, since starting up my own clinic and fairly more recently still, I've started working with a personal trainer, Carly. She works in Guildford. And we've kind of come together to create this Facebook group that is very specific to women who love to run, basically looking for women who kind of have goals within running and just want to join a group that has very like-minded people within it. So very much a support group first and foremost. But yeah, just looking for lots more people to come and join us.
A support network, really, but so much more.
So much more. It really came about because Carly and I would regularly voice message. We have a lot of shared clients that we work with, and we would often voice message about our own running journey, about our clients' running journey, picking each other's brains, you know, what can I do with this person or how can I personally target this? If she had clients with injuries, she'd often be messaging me and we'd be chatting about them. And I'd talk to her about programming and more strength work. And we really kind of realized that we really wanted our clients to have the information that we were talking about every week. We were sharing this information about one single person and actually realizing that if we were to be able to get all this information across to people, then they wouldn't be struggling with some of these issues. And so, yeah, it's a support group. Yes, we want a real safe place for people to be able to share their highs and lows. You know, a lot of the time, when you're, you know, trying to share it with family and friends that just don't get running, there you kind of get the glazed over look. But we actually wanted it to really have a bit of a niche, and our USP is very much making it an educational group. We're very much believers in if we can educate people, we can empower them to set their own training goals and things. And ultimately, from my perspective, of course, this is sort of my world, is try and reduce their injury risk. Because as soon as people get out there and they have a training goal, a lot of the time that goal becomes their sole focus, that what they probably already know or have been told can often go out the window where they're just chasing that one thing and life gets in the way as well. So we kind of wanted to bring a little bit of real life to it as well, to be able to say, okay, these are the ways that, you know we can prevent injury in this way, but how does that actually work in your world, in your life, with menstrual cycles and children and work and all those other demands? So we hope that it will be a bit more, as you say, than a support group and really give people that education that they need through their training too.
A lot of injury prevention as well, which is obviously really important to see as well.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I think, as I say, we're always chasing that training, and I think I can be a bit of a geek in this area, so I hope that this doesn't make other people glaze over. But, you know, we're chasing physiological changes within the body in order to be able to run faster, run further, jump higher, stop quicker, accelerate faster. We need to get the body to make changes in order to be able to get those improvements in performance. But we have to balance that with what the body is capable of withstanding at that time and understand that it's a process that you're going through. Each training session contributes towards the next. So there's no point in having these goals, whether that be in running or in netball, if you aren't able to reduce that injury risk, because ultimately that's what comes from overtraining.
For those that don't know, you spent years at Surrey Storm, bless its soul.
I did.
What kind of stats did you get around distances covered during that 60 minutes from athletes?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great time working with Storm and so many learnings, certainly for me personally and within my career, but also, you know, through that time, I'm going to say, I think my last time of being directly courtside was when we won the Super League for the first time. So quite a long time ago. So netball, there wasn't the research. I mean, there still isn't the research in women's sport, but there really wasn't the research in netball. So we were conducting a lot of it within our strength and conditioning teams at the time, which also were very much evolving with being able to start up programs and things. So there was quite a lot of learnings over that time. But generally, we're looking at players would run between 2 and 5 kilometers in a game. And obviously, as everybody would probably listen to this, would be able to say straight away, that's very position dependent. So your mid quarters are going to accumulate the highest distances. And then that distance reduces the more restricted the position actually is. And a lot of the things that we would also look at would be numbers of direction changes and numbers of accelerations and decelerations within a game, because those things also take quite a big toll on the body. So whilst you might see your restricted positions, your goal shooter, your goalkeeper accumulating the lowest distance overall, in terms of direction changes, they make the highest direction changes within a game. So it might not be that, you know, outside of the elite levels that people have this capacity, but it would be great for people to start thinking about, I'm not training to be a netball player, I'm training to be an X position, because the training should look quite different for those. And when we're talking injury prevention again, we want to make sure that those goal shooter, goalkeeper positions are equipped to be able to make those fast direction changes. And then your kind of midcourt need to be able to accelerate, decelerate very quickly. So training might look quite different for different positions as well.
Being active is good overall in the scheme of things, but give me an idea of some of the other services you offer at DS Sports Therapy. Where are you based?
Yeah, so I'm based just off the A3 in Hurtmore, so near to Godalming is where my clinic is. I'm part of a wider gym based down there. And I would say that my practice has changed quite a bit over the years as well, and certainly since I left Storm as well, in that I'm a really big believer in rehabilitation and exercise prescription, exercise therapy for treated injuries. So my role, first and foremost, as a sports therapist, is always about treating injuries and getting people back on their feet and back to performing in whatever that looks like for them. But actually, I really, probably throughout my time at Storm and working so closely with the strength and conditioning teams, have developed my knowledge so much more in that strength and conditioning field. And certainly for women, you know, lifting weights and getting stronger is so, so much more beneficial in so many areas within health for women than running and all that cardio side of things that I guess we've always been a little bit more conditioned to do. And potentially as more recreational netball players, you probably quite enjoy that side of things. But my work now, and certainly the work we do within the Empowered Women on the Run, our Facebook group, is talking to people about strength training, lifting weights, and the benefits that that can bring to everybody, but definitely to female population as well. So yeah, first and foremost, treating injuries, but I will still treat injuries ultimately with a form of strength training, whether that's, you know, body weighted with a TheraBand, the classic things that people see as rehab. At the end of the day, that's a form of strength training. And my hope is that you introduce it in that way, and then people can take that on a bit further to really gain the benefits from that strength work as well.
So remind us of the group online, and obviously just ways we can get involved.
Yeah, we so it's a Facebook group, a closed Facebook group. So there's just a few really simple questions to be able to answer, but it's called Empowered Women on the Run. So search for us on Facebook, come and join the group. We're really very much, we're open to anybody really that loves to run, any women that love to run, but particularly that really are looking to learn more about running. There's so many running groups on Facebook, and there's so many that offer wonderful support and people chatting backwards and forwards and sharing their pathways and their journeys. But we really want to encourage people that want to come on and learn about their training programs, their injuries, what they can do. And as the title suggests, we really want to empower women to be able to run. So anybody that's, usually those people would have a running goal in mind, not necessarily to be the fastest and not to be running marathons at all. You could be, you know, more than happy with your park run, but you'd really love to see, you know, changes in that time every week. And what can I do to be improving that 5K time every week? So we'd really encourage people to come and join us. Carly and I do a live every fortnight-ish on there where we just discuss, at the moment we're discussing my marathon journey because I'm training for the London Marathon in April.
Look at you.
So we're discussing the highs and lows of that each week or every fortnight.
Danielle, thank you so much for the time.
No problem. Thank you so much, Anne. It's been great to chat to you again.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.